This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestep has written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life, and his wife Jean is writing new Bible blog articles even as we speak. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. At the Facebook page, we have links to African language Bibles at our Facebook page. Again, that address at Facebook is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Face it, we all have an appointment with eternity, but we do not know the day that our life on earth will end. Are you young and healthy? Good. Still, of course, young people die in accidents all the time, and they have no warning when death has arrived. Some young people believe they may have many years ahead of them in which to repent before God of their sin and turn their life over to the control of Jesus Christ. A 20 or 30-year-old person may have 30 or 40 years to live, but young people die from disease, war, terrorism, weather disaster, or an auto, rail, boat, or airplane crash. The day that each of us will step into eternity may come sooner than we think. In preparation for that moment, we need to know this truth. Not everyone is going to heaven. How can we be sure and know for sure that we are one of those who will spend eternity in heaven? Well, the gospel writer Luke in chapter 12 records this parable Jesus taught about someone who was complacent and not aware that death was close at hand for them. Here's how that story goes. The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops." And he said, "I know I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Besides death, there is the uncertain timing of when Jesus Christ will return to claim his believers from all over the earth at the second coming of Christ. That is another appointment with eternity. Jesus, speaking in Matthew chapter 24, said, "But as for that day and hour, no one knows it, not even the angels in heaven, except the Father alone. For just like the days of Noah were, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. For in those days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and took them all away. It will be the same at the coming of the Son of Man." Some 2,000 years ago, the apostles Peter and John were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to a large crowd in Jerusalem. It was then that Peter made a profound statement that resonates even in our postmodern world. He said, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among people by which we must be saved. For God has provided the world no alternative for salvation." That's Acts 4:12. Even as it was then in biblical times, people think they can have heaven without having Jesus. They want the good promises of glory, but they do not want to be bothered by the cross, much less the one who hung and died there for the sins of all who would believe in him. Many do not want to accept Jesus as the only way and are determined to find another path. But Jesus himself warns us that no other path exists, and the consequences for not accepting this truth are an eternity in hell. He has told us plainly that whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for the wrath of God remains on him. You can read that in John 3:36. The book of Hebrews in chapter 9 tells us that a judgment day is coming. Now he has appeared once for all at the consummation of the ages to put away sin by his sacrifice. And just as people are appointed to die once and then to face judgment, so also after Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, to those who eagerly await him, he will appear a second time not to bear sin, but to bring salvation. 2 Timothy chapter 4 states, "Christ Jesus is going to judge the living and the dead by his appearing and his kingdom." 1 Peter 4:5 says that one day everyone will have to face God, who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. But the wonderful solution found in the gospel message is this from Romans 8, verse 1. Those who belong to Christ Jesus are no longer under the judgment of God. True faith in Jesus Christ and the salvation he provides to all who believe in him avoid this judgment of the world at large. Some will argue that it is extremely narrow-minded of God to provide only one way to heaven, but frankly, in light of mankind's rebellious rejection of God, it is extremely broad-minded for him to provide us with any way to heaven. We deserve judgment, and instead, he gives us the way of escape by sending his only begotten Son to die for our sins. Whether someone sees this as narrow or broad, it is the truth, and Christians need to maintain the clear, untarnished message that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Now, many today have believed a watered-down gospel that does away with the message of repentance of their sins. They want to believe in a loving, non-judgmental God who requires no repentance and no change in their lifestyle. They may say things like, "I believe in Jesus Christ, but my God is not judgmental. My God would never send a person to hell." But we cannot have it both ways. If we profess to be Christians, we must recognize Christ for who he said he is, the one and only way to heaven. To deny that is to deny Jesus himself, for it was he who declared, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's John 14:6. The question still remains, who will actually enter into the kingdom of God? How can I guarantee my eternal destination? The answer to these questions is seen in the clearly drawn distinction between those who have eternal life and those who do not. 1 John 5:12, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." Those who believe in Christ, who have accepted his sacrifice in payment of their sins, and who follow him in obedience, will spend eternity in heaven. Those who reject him will not. John 3:18 declares the words of Jesus, "The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." As awesome as heaven will be for those who choose Jesus Christ as Savior, hell will be that much more awful for those who reject him. One cannot read the Bible seriously without seeing it over and over again. The line is drawn. The Bible is very clear that there is one and only one way to heaven through Jesus Christ. He has given us this warning. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. You can read that in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. The Apostle John, writing in the last book of the Bible in Revelation chapter 20, tells us the future vision he was allowed to view of the terrible judgment awaiting those who do not accept Jesus, believe in Jesus, and trust in Jesus for their appointment with eternity. Here is how John described the judgment scene. Then I saw a large white throne and the one who was seated on it, and I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. Then the books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. So the dead were judged by what was written in the books. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, that person was thrown into the lake of fire. There is only one way to heaven, and those who follow that way are guaranteed to get there. But not everyone is following that way. Are you? Now, you must decide if you will believe in Jesus for yourself. Will you accept the blood of Jesus as payment for your sins so you can be born again and made acceptable for God in heaven? Friend, I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is slightly changed to make it easier to write to us. It is gospel2africa.com/contact. And that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. And at our Facebook page, we have links to African language Bibles, which I know you're going to want to look through. That is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Now, our main website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down right then. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life, and if you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. Let me leave you with this verse, Matthew 24:24. Therefore, you also must be ready, for in an hour when you least expect, the Son of Man is coming.